It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Jennifer Boozer, your host. I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and also in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South, Suite K, right next to Pete's Party Castle. That seems to be the famous marker that everybody looks for, because everybody's been to Pete's. Anyway, happy Mardi Gras. I don't know about you guys, but it's been crazy for the last few weeks, downtowns especially. It's always pretty even keel in West Mobile, but downtown has been pretty nutty. The traffic alone, we had to let like 16 cops, and something happened downtown. I don't even know what it was on the way here. It did not look good, but we've had some interesting experiences with people coming in from all over the place. People, we had some great people come in last night. We weren't even open, from San Antonio, and had fun with some people who enjoy the illegal use of certain parts of cannabis, and real skeptical. And when they came back by on the way to their car, he waved and said, "You're right." And I opened the door and I said, "I'm sorry, what?" Could you say that again?
Mardi Gras brings out all walks of
yeah.
life.
Yeah, he was convinced he was not going to enjoy my product, and he came back by to tell me that I was right. Wow. So that's like such a good reward. And we have so much to learn, because people who are cannabis enthusiasts that haven't tried hemp yet, they usually are pretty skeptical. They're my favorite, even though they irritate me.
The skeptics.
Yes, I love to turn a skeptic. They're our favorite. I always offer them their money back, but I never have to give them their money back. So we are getting ready to end the Mardi Gras season and move on to other things. This Saturday night is our next cannabis sessions at the West Mobile store, and I know we've talked about this a lot, had several of the musical artists in to interview, and so that's what we're going to do in the beginning of the show tonight. The concert will be on Saturday, February 29th, from 5 to 8 at the West Mobile store, and it's $10, but you do get a pre-roll with your entry, which is worth $10. So tonight we're going to talk to Disco Lemonade and Ross Graham of the Satin Dogs. So let me introduce Disco Lemonade. We are talking to Tyler Kendrick, Gabby Mertz, and Justin Stone. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
oh, yes. Well, you guys have been playing in the store, and I was super busy the other day, and you were playing, and I was like, I don't know who I was talking to, but I was like, man, these guys are really good.
What a nice little store you'll have down there for an acoustic gig. It's the perfect
really?
Environment for a nice little acoustic gig.
It's so much smaller a space to do than in West Mobile. West Mobile is so much bigger. But it was so cool because you guys were just barely using anything, and it was so good. And the music you picked,
you.
I was really pumped.
Y'all made us so comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun.
We have a good time.
Right?
Yeah, we want to always support anything local, and you know, I grew up singing, and I was actually a vocal music major, so I love to be able to get to experience local talent, and I'm really proud of the local talent in Mobile. We have not had anybody come in that I was like, maybe not. Sergio has done such a great job, and Brandon putting together these groups, and I'm just like blown away, you
right,
know?
Because the talent's out there, it's just showcasing it, and Sergio and Foxy Records and y'all have done such a killer job of getting everybody out there.
The week that Simone French and her group were there, we had to do it inside the store because it was misting. And
they did full band in there?
Oh, they did full band inside the store. It was incredible.
That is awesome.
Yes, it
was
incredible.
She is a show.
I know.
She's
a show. I will never forget the first time I saw her. I know. I love her to death. But I feel a little, you guys make me cooler. Because I'm just a soccer mom, and I'm like, I'm going to hang out with a bunch of bands. They're all in their 20s, and they're really cool. And I'm I'm really, really hopefully convincing people. No, but it makes me feel, you know, cool. So
man,
thank you.
We feel cool. We can't wait to come out Saturday and jam out in West Mobile. You know, we're all out from West Mobile area.
Yes.
A lot of us went to Baker High School. So
it's our roots,
yes,
man.
Yeah, getting back out there is going to be pretty exciting.
Well, and we have a great time. We out in the parking lot. If it's cold, we'll have fire pits. You know, a lot of the customers love to be able to come and get together and smoke pre-rolls.
Nice blue dragon in the background.
Yes, yes. And we've got, now we've got like our 20-foot tall dancing man and
all right.
People driving by. It's great.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes, it's really fun. And sometimes we order pizza for everybody, but we've had a really good time. We're hoping to put together a much bigger event in the fall after harvest.
Oh, yeah.
To sort of create a festival, you know, education.
For next fall coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I guess, is it too early to talk about it? Because we're still in the planning stages, but, oh, it's happening.
Wow.
And there's not been anything like this in the Southeast that I know of, but we want to bring together farmers and processors and brands from all over the country, local musicians, local food, and teach people in the most fun way possible.
Right.
And, of course, have music all day long.
Hey, call us.
Oh, absolutely. We are putting together like constant music all day long, and it's going to be really fun. I'm talking to people from all over the state, all over the region, and then companies that we work with in California and Colorado that are pumped to see cannabis in Alabama.
Right.
So it's very exciting.
I feel like it's doing a lot for Mobile.
It is. Okay. It is. Yeah, it's still that we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, of course.
We have a lot of work to do.
Right.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we can expect Saturday night.
So I say we got started in the summer, and ever since we got going and getting a little set list, I say you can expect a little mix of soul and funk coming out there. We're we're heavily...
Oh, yeah.
Heavily inspired by
some good rock vibes, some good rock guitar.
Right, you know. You're gonna
and
hear
your guys' harmony is great.
Oh my God, Gabby makes me sound so good. Are you
it's nothing without the melody.
Yes, but you guys, your voices work so well together.
Thanks.
I have enough, you know, knowledge about music to know that
we appreciate that so much. You know, when we grew up doing musicals together, so I feel like
oh me too.
Oh no way.
Yes.
Our Our one musical was probably Little Shop of Horrors, the big one where when we were younger, and now here we are, we got a band. It's kind of funny.
My favorite was playing Rizzo in Grease my senior year. It was actually the last thing that I did in high school, and
oh, wow.
I was like, no one's trying out because this is mine. I'm doing it.
It's my role.
And I got to see, you know, look at me, I'm Sandra D, and there are worse things I could do, and that was the pinnacle for
such
me.
Such a fun part.
Oh,
so
it is.
Fun.
I didn't want to be Sandy.
Oh, no. Oh,
I am not a Sandy. No. I am not that sweet. thank you guys so much for being willing to come in. I know it's probably a weird concept. There's not a lot of businesses that do just random musicians in the middle of the day.
You can't thank y'all enough.
Yeah, no,
yeah. I mean, Sergio came to me with this. I was thinking about trying to do something, and it just has been a really fun adventure. So
right.
I appreciate you guys, and thank you for coming in and being willing to work with us.
Thank you so much.
And anytime, you know,
you.
We'll put you back in rotation if you're willing. Let's do it.
Call us.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
had so much fun already.
Yeah.
We'll be out at y'all's downtown store Thursday
for the
acoustic show. Anybody want to come out? I think that's around 4:35.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. I think up next we're going to talk to Ross Graham. He is a member of the group Satin Dogs, which is also our good friend Sergio's band. And they're the ones bringing us all these wonderful local groups. So we're looking forward to... Ross plays the upright bass. And watching you, Ross, is always fun. You're so animated because it's like something comes over you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's cool to be here.
Oh.
Thanks. It's cool to be here. I was just kind of told to be here at 6:45. You're on air at 7. I didn't know what radio station, didn't know what for.
Well, we're just here to just talk about you.
Glad it's y'all.
Yes.
It's a good time.
I've seen you play the upright bass with Sergio, and now you've been playing by yourself in the store a little bit, and I love to watch you play because you are very animated. What are you planning to do for Saturday? Are you playing Saturday?
I'm not even playing Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Well, you'll be in the store this week then, right? Tomorrow?
Possibly.
Yes. Okay. 4:30.
Yes.
All right. In the West Mobile store. Well, have you, what do you think about what we're doing? You think It's fun.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I think
it's a little bit weird, right? It's a
but
great
it's fun
thing.
In a weird
bad
way
about it.
Yeah. Well, it's been really entertaining to make the live videos and see people's reaction to it. And you know, I don't get a whole lot of feedback. I don't get a whole lot of feedback from the show either. But what instruments do you play? I know you play multiple.
Well, that's true. Right now I'm just focused on electric and upright bass and guitar.
Yeah.
But I played classical piano for a long time.
Really?
Don't ask me to do that.
I won't.
I've had classical training and instruction and played with a lot of people, but just string instruments took over my life.
Well, you're really, really good at it. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host and owner of Canabama, the CBD store. We were just talking to some of the local musicians that will be doing our Canabama Sessions concert on Saturday night. And here with me is Sergio Rangel of the Satin Dogs and of Foxy Records, who has been the coordinator of our musical residence and these concerts. Serge, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Don't forget Randy Neighbors to the Wind.
Yes, yes, yes. Randy is his counterpart and not with us tonight, but he is equally responsible for the fun we've had in the last several months. And two really great dudes. I have enjoyed becoming friends with y'all. What can we expect from the rest of the lineup? We've got India Rashad, Heather Hughes, and she's a comedian. Mm. And supremely overrated. Remind me who that is again.
Well, that's our buddy Travis, but he's a hip hop artist.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And then Huggy Bear the Poet.
Mm. Yes,
I'm excited about that one. I mean, just the name. I want a T-shirt. So what about the music? I mean, I've heard Disco Lemonade, and I haven't heard Supremely Overrated or India Rashad. So, kind of, what does she do?
Well, she's actually a mixture of like funk and soul, so you know, very similar, but a little bit of a different, refreshing sound from what Disco Lemonade has to offer, but still very much, you know, get your feet moving, grooving, and all that type of good things. And of course, we got Supremely Overrated. I didn't realize the type of, you know, hip hop that he did, but I listened to it when he came to do one of the showcases for us last month at the Blind Mule, and he's got a really cool sound, very chill. His lyricisms are fantastic, you know, and we're just glad to have him. Heather Hughes, fantastic comedian. She hasn't been doing that long. She's still fairly new in the scene, but she's been doing some good things. And I haven't got a chance to see Huggy Bear the Poet the live, but I've seen some of his stuff online. And whew, everybody's going to be in for an emotional rollercoaster this weekend,
yeah.
So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Sounds like it's a very diverse lineup. I mean, there's no two people are even remotely alike.
Yeah,
that's what we like to hear. It's a little something for everybody. I think that it will be a good show. We usually have a pretty good crowd, and everybody stays for the whole thing. And we've had some nights where there were some similarities and some adventures in comedy. But I'm looking forward to it. I think that having a diverse lineup, you guys really work hard on sort of mixing in people together and having it be something everybody can enjoy. So
most definitely,
yeah. What do we got coming up for March?
Oh, for March, it's going to be pretty interesting. We're actually going to be working to move some things around as far as Canabama Sessions. You know, we talked about that before.
Right, day of the week.
Different day of the week, but check out Foxy Records as well as Canabama to know where, you know, you can find all that information out. But on March 27th, we are doing with Canabama in Hood Rat Skate Co., a first responder show, which is going to be really cool. It's for our first responders. You know, there's so many people that are just putting out their lives and, you know, doing what it is that they need to do in order to keep us safe, and we need to show them that we care and we appreciate them for what they do.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the next day we'll have the March After Hours, of course, the last Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just honestly, it's just a constantly good time. You know, we're just trying to allow, you know, and give access to the musical community to be seen by the public, you know, not just downtown, but as well as West Mobile and all over town, you know. And there's so much talent here, so there's no reason why people shouldn't go out and, you know, there shouldn't be a conversation saying, there's nothing happening here, but, you know, it's like, there's so much here, you know, there's so much talent. So I'm just excited. We're just excited to be a part of it. You know, we appreciate everybody, you know, having open arms to us and everything, so.
Yeah, it has been, it's been good for everybody, I think, to be able to sort of give a platform to struggling or young, starving artists, you know.
It's hard.
What?
You sound so desperate.
No, but you know, it's hard to break into the music industry. You know, it's probably easier now with YouTube and stuff, but, you know, it's hard, but... You know, everybody wants to be on American Idol and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that are, yikes, that's why they have the blooper type. I think it's cruel, but it's funny. But, you know, there's so many people that, to me, in music today, there's so many people that can't play instruments. They can't read music. It's all auto-tuned. And be able to see people playing actual instruments and singing original songs, it's refreshing. Because it's so boxed and shoved down your throat by so many people in the industry, in the big industry. Yeah. I love local talent. I love people who do it, even if they can't pay the bills with it, because they love it. That's what I would have done if I had pursued that, you know. And life gets in the way, and I haven't done anything like that in a long time. But I used to love. I'd get on stage anywhere. I would sing in the middle of a restaurant on the table because I loved it. You know, it's something you're born with, I think.
Definitely.
Is a desire to share that with people. And music, I mean, I don't care who you are, even if you're tone deaf, music is
it's a healer.
It is. It's a, when you're sad, you listen to your sad music and you cry it out. And then you know, I was pumping myself up on the way to work. Sometimes I hit that 90s hip hop and it gets me jacked up for the day. And it surprises people that how many of the lyrics I know. and maybe embarrasses my kids, but I went to high school in the 90s, so
you're supposed to embarrass your kids.
I mean, it's our right as humans. Yes, when something obliterates your body, you get to make fun of it or embarrass it. No, one of them's old enough now to realize it's not that embarrassing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that music is an essential part of life, and I certainly don't know what I would do without it. And I think cannabis, you know, people are probably going, why are we talking about this? I think cannabis and music go hand in hand because when you use cannabis, we have particular products and strains of cannabis that are specifically for creativity.
Definitely.
And to slow down sort of the race in your head and let you focus and to be able to get more done because, you know, it opens up those parts of your mind that are usually clouded with anxiety and worry and maybe even low mood and the way that we, you know, sort of gunk up the works, and it gives you an ability to really express yourself. So I think that's why it's a perfect match.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing more to add to that. You know, For me, music is definitely a healer, and I appreciate anybody that allows themselves to get outside of their circle and just really, you know, dive into different styles and genres of music because, I mean, if you get stuck, you kind of just find yourself a little bit bored, a little bit, you know, mundane, and nobody likes to be mundane, nobody likes to be bored, everybody likes to do something.
Right.
So, but we're just glad, again, like I said, to be a part of what it is that's growing in Mobile because there's so many people, not just, you know, musicians, but also companies that are working to do the similar things that we are, and just building bridges with these companies and just doing things together rather than being so competition-based, because it's not. You know, there's enough people here in town to be able to make enough money for everybody to where everybody feels like they're getting a part of something.
Absolutely,
and
I agree.
It's very cool.
Well, and just like music, I mean, I feel like what I do is important because it's also healing, and it's, I think there's a lot to be said for doing something with your life that matters, that makes a difference in people's lives, that offers them something they maybe didn't understand or they thought they understood. And, you know, but for it to be one of those things that we use to not only cope with life, because life is hard, but also to express ourselves and to make life better. And, you know, like you said, it's healing, and that goes a long way. And when you can be a part of that in any small way,
yeah,
it's very fulfilling. And there is not any need to compete or to compare, because there's something for everyone, and there's enough people out there, you know, that everybody can have sort of a little piece of it. And anybody who thinks they should be the only one, that's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy too, because good luck doing that. there's too many people to service. You know, and there's not one band that everybody should listen to, because I can't even imagine that.
No.
It's exhausting to put yourself out there, because it's emotional, it's physical, you're really opening yourself up and giving yourself to the people that are hearing you, and that's a lot.
Most definitely.
Because it can go really right or really wrong, and you never know until it comes. And that's why some people, my daughter is 12 and she has a beautiful singing voice, and I'm not saying that because I'm her mom, she really is really talented, but she would rather die than sing in front of even a voice teacher.
No, and I get that. My brother was the same way to me, you know, like it's just those sibling rivalries. You have someone that says you can't do something because they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. You know, you find what it is that you can do through what it is people say that you can't do.
Right.
You know, and so, like, somebody said I couldn't do it.
I told I can't do something.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like,
but it's so dangerous to know that the difference between that challenge, though.
Yeah.
Because, I shouldn't accept some of the challenges that I take up, because, you know, then it separates my time. And even a rubber band, you loses its elasticity. So, you know, I don't want to stretch myself so much to the point where I can't hold on to what it is that I'm doing, you know. So
the great balancing act.
Yeah.
It is hard. It is definitely hard, especially I know for a small business owner who has no experience, I need to say no more. But it's so hard because I want to get there.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't turn somebody down, you know. Mm-hmm. Last night we were having a meeting and we had been closed for hours, but people came to the door and I'm like, come on in. And I was there till 11 because of it. But it was great because that guy came back by and was like, you changed my mind.
You do it for the people. It's not,
yes.
Yeah, it sucks to have to sacrifice sometimes, but you got to do it because
it's always
worth it. It needs to be done. Yeah.
Always worth it.
In the end of the day, you lay down your head and you say, all right, I did what I needed to do, and that's all you can say.
Yep. And it's very rewarding. Well, I appreciate your perspective on that, and truly, I know how hard you work, and with very little to no budget, and bringing all these people together, you know, it's a beautiful thing, and I really appreciate it, and I hope we can continue to do it for a very long time, and even bigger and better.
Yes.
And make those plans for that big thing we were talking about, because we really want to knock people's socks off when we finally do start talking about it, you know, in detail. But we've got big plans to do things for Mobile and Baldwin County, for the state of Alabama, mm-hmm. for the region, and hopefully, you know, set a standard. Thanks, Sergio, for being with you. When we come back, we'll be talking to a guest from Colorado who is in the studio tonight.
Appreciate it.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Tonight we're going to talk to a guest who has been with Canabama in the stores and in the streets for Mardi Gras, Austin Robertson. He is a vendor rep, marketing and sales team. He and his
correct.
Girlfriend, beautiful, beautiful redhead,
she is my
Shannon
redhead.
Flaherty. I know, it's like, is it painful to be that pretty?
It must be.
I'm so sorry for her. I know she's listening. she flew back today, but Austin stayed behind. And you guys work for a company called Burning Acre in
correct,
Tennessee.
Correct. Fully
and
organic Murfreesboro, Tennessee farm.
Yes, and I got to meet John,
yep.
the owner, and he actually personally drove down some product to me, which I thought was pretty cool.
Coming off the Amy Grant Vince.
Oh,
farm.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, because I geeked out so hard
oh, yeah,
on the Amy
did.
Grant. I told him, you don't understand. I am like, we don't have Christmas if we don't have Amy Grant
oh
Christmas
God.
Albums.
It was a 30-minute conversation when
oh.
he was like, "Yeah, I just came back from Amy Grant's farm." And
yeah,
he
and
that,
I
out.
Yeah, he had just said something like
in passing
something about somebody else super famous that he had met in the film industry because he'd worked in the film industry, and he just sort of glazed over Amy Grant Vince Gill. I'm like, whoa, let's go back to that one. Amy Grant is a hemp farmer? I lost my mind.
Yep, for like 2 minutes, we're on YouTube looking up the
I was sending him links for like 2 days.
Shannon was 4 days in, like singing songs, playing them on
Amy
YouTube.
Grant hole,
It's terrible. They do have a great product, though. It's been the smoothest smokable product I've had so far.
Yeah, everybody has said it doesn't even feel like you're smoking because it's so smooth.
Yep. It's called Berry Berry.
Berry Berry, yes. It's been a great one. That's one we were giving out with our Valentine's cards.
Oh, yeah.
And we've gotten a really good feedback on that. It's a new strain for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you are living in Colorado Springs, but you're from Geneva, Alabama. All right. Mm-hmm. How long have you lived up there?
Colorado Springs, I've been there right at 2 years now. Moved out there. I'm a carpenter and blacksmith, and got involved with a therapist there who's wanting to build a retreat for veterans suffering from PTSD, social anxiety. Ended up falling into marketing, found out I was amazing at it.
Yeah.
Well, that's at least what I got told, and
like,
made
who
some
knew?
Money.
Yeah, that's right. Me in this. Yeah.
Yep. And put together a plan, started working, marketing that. Ended up meeting John through my girlfriend, who didn't work with him for a couple of years, you know.
Yeah.
He had a dispensary in Colorado Springs, award winning, actually, a stained glass dispensary.
Okay.
Excuse me. And so that's the history. And then I started calling you, and I met you, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
A phone call?
Yeah.
Yep.
Talk to me all the way home from Clinton, Alabama at the Farming Expo.
Well,
you
got
to catch me when I'm driving, because otherwise I've got too many other things to do.
Yep.
I was born there in Colorado Springs at the Army base up there. Yes. Okay. I am still Southern born and Southern bred, and when I die, I'm Southern dead. But I had a little stint in Colorado Springs until I was 9 months old. But, you know, both of my parents are from Louisiana, so it still counts.
Right, it does.
I don't want to hear anything else. We will fight.
No, we
won't.
It's
the only life I've ever known. I have no memory of it, although I hear there was a freak snowstorm right before I was born. And I was born on Easter Day.
Yeah, there was apparently one today, a snow squall.
Oh,
Shannon
wow. See, no.
Into. She made it home safe, though. So.
Yeah, I'm glad my parents hoofed it back to Louisiana when I was an infant and have no memory of the snow, because... I live on the Gulf Coast for a reason. I was born into humidity.
Oh, God. It was so nice getting off that plane. I took my shirt off, like my sweater off.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I was like, flip-flops, here we come.
I went to San Francisco one time for 6 days, and it was September, and I wore sweaters during the day, and I was, like, my brain was fritzing. And I got off the plane back in Louisiana, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm underwater. I can't breathe. It's so terrible.
You cut it with a knife.
Yes, you don't notice it nearly as much.
You know, it's been pretty interesting coming back home to the Southeast and seeing people's perceptions of cannabis in general.
Right. I mean, because you guys are totally legal.
Oh, God,
Colorado and California and Oregon, you guys, it's normal to see people use cannabis.
Interesting.
All forms of cannabis.
Yeah. I was, when I first moved there, I was renting out a room in an HOA neighborhood.
Really?
And I was smoking cigarettes at the time, 15 years pack a day, quit 9 months ago. No judgment.
No judgment here.
But, I've been quit 9 months. But anyway, first cigarette I smoked on my porch got me reported for a $200 fine from the HOA. I go to ask them about it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm paying rent here, you know? They said, well, if it was a joint, we wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah. So you can smoke weed and they don't care. But they're going to give you a fine
for a cigarette. Yeah.
Well, see, that's the difference in perspective.
That's right.
Because I know my sweet landlord just does not want people smoking pre-rolls anywhere near the building because he's so worried of what people will think. And I understand that.
Sure.
But it's so much better for you than, you know. And I'm like, you realize there's people smoking weed outside during, because I moved in during Mardi Gras last year.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares during Mardi Gras.
No.
There's too much going on. Yeah,
when you
I was
to
like,
offer
really?
It to them, you get one of two things. Is they're mad that it's a drug being sold openly, or they're like, I smoke something more potent. I'm like, come on, dude.
Oh,
you want to feel
man.
Better or be
come
better?
Come on. We did the pop-up last Saturday. We did a pop-up at Foy. And we were out there for 12 hours in the square where you can't escape.
Yeah. That's where we were Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But we were in front of Foy, and it was like 9:15 in the morning until 9:15 at night. And I was actually shocked at how few people would even look us in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Even after all of the hollering on the sidewalk and being on the show and advertising and educating, public speaking. It's still, we have so much more work to do.
It's definitely work. I mean, you can catch their attention and say, hey, look at me, I'm friendly, a smile, you know, a wave. I can talk to you. And that's all you got to do is get the people to look at you.
Right.
The more they look at you, the more normal you'll be, the more commonplace you'll be, even in their own minds.
Well, and they fall into two categories. I mean, 80% of the people we saw, and you got tens of thousands of people out there.
Yep.
We're literally in the middle of four spots of the parade route, so everyone passes you. And, you know, I had my little cannabis leaf tablecloth and and all that good stuff to draw people's attention.
Oh, and Normal was there helping us out.
Yeah, that was, I didn't get to be there for that part, but people would walk by and either, and they were rude. Like it was, they weren't like, pss, pss, pss.
Right.
It was like loud. Like, you know, that they want you to hear them and they want to make you mad or insult you and everyone else.
Yep.
And it was either, oh, I guess we're going to sell drugs on the sidewalk now. Or, and I thought, yeah, it's pretty crazy that I bet no one else has peddled marijuana. I mean, not marijuana, shoot. I haven't had a lot of sleep. Peddled cannabis on the sidewalk in Mardi Gras before. We may be doing another first here. Yay. Yeah, it's not always great to do something the first time. Or it was a whole lot of, you don't want that fake stuff.
Right. And so I always tell them
this. Both are from the perspective of ignorance.
Right.
And it's frustrating because you want them to know, well, that's not true, because it can probably help them in some way.
Oh, no.
But they're convinced.
Everyone's dealing with something.
Absolutely.
Everyone's dealing with something. Depression, anxiety, PTSD.
Right.
Some sort of trauma, physical or mental, emotional.
Right.
Yeah, honestly, it's helped
my
financial traumas.
And you know they're passing by something because they think it's something and it's not.
That's right.
And it could be what they're looking for.
And this is, you know, you can take a horse of water, but you can't make it drink. We all know that saying. We're from the South.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty simple. We just got to beat the street. We've got to keep our mouths open, our hearts open, our arms open, be accepting. Let the people that were rude to you yesterday come back to you for help
today. Absolutely.
And that's what it's going to take. And
it was sort of discouraging because I thought I was doing a pretty good job, but there's a lot of people here. And then there were people from all over the country there, too.
You've done a great job. As far as I can tell, I heard a lot of praise for what you've done for family members, for them directly. It's been awesome. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if we, as retailers especially, if we were all on the same page and teaching the same information.
That's right.
That would help.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of us now.
That's the biggest. Yeah, that's you know, I'm marketing and sales. That's how I met you. I called around to every retailer I could find in Mobile, and a lot of people are struggling, and it's hard for them to keep a good heart about it, good head about it. I can understand that.
Right.
It's hard, too, when you're struggling.
It's scary. It is scary because you not only, you know, the survival rate of small business is so bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't break even or make a profit for years.
Yeah.
Or much less write themselves a paycheck.
That's
and
right.
So then you couple that with you can't get banking, and people are going to, you know, either curse you or laugh at you.
Or, yeah.
And then you never know when the law might change because they have a habit of doing things and not warning you.
Yep.
And you've invested money in something and at any moment, they could take it. And that's really scary because you've put everything, including your homes and what you have for your children, on the line.
Yep.
But it's
never mind
worth
reputation.
It.
I mean,
you
know, it was amazing to me. We talk on the phone. I was like, no way. There's no way people are that nasty to you. You know, because you're awesome.
I know.
You were sweet as hell to me. And
I know. I sound like a crazy person, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. And then I get out here today and I'm like, okay, so no one's been mean to me yet. And Shannon's with me. We're walking down Dauphin Street.
Mm-hmm.
We run into this family of four. It's two girls. I assume they were sisters or just close friends. They looked a lot alike. And the father and mother there, they're in their 50s, early 60s maybe. And the look that dad gave me. When
oh,
I was
he wanted to kill you.
His
Don't
daughter
talk
was
to my innocent
about
child.
Daily migraines, anxiety.
Yeah.
She didn't. She was having. She's like, you know, it's amazing. I'm out here right now with this many people. I was like, well, I'm glad you are. And, you know, come check out the store. And I wasn't trying to sell her anything. I was just handing her a sample card to come in and talk with us and see how we could help her. And this guy, he just looked right through me. It was terrible.
Right.
It was terrible. I was like, all right, so he's either about to hit me or hug me. I'm not sure yet.
Right.
Know?
Well, hopefully if she comes and we can help her, he'll come back.
Hopefully so.
Maybe he'll come back for his bad knees or his bad back or his insomnia.
Yep.
You know, people word of mouth is a huge proponent.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm very, 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 very cautious and strict with my staff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I'm training someone new, it takes me months
mm-hmm.
to get them to the point where I'm okay leaving them alone with a customer.
Right.
And I tell them, you know, if you don't know, say, I'm new, I don't know. Yeah. And if you think you know, say, I don't know, I'm new.
But we can check it out. Let's find the right person
and
to ask.
And sometimes I don't know.
That's
there's
right.
so much information.
Yep, and a lot of misinformation. The biggest problem you'll run into is hearing, oh, I'm going to fail a drug test. I said, well, not necessarily, guys.
Right.
Let's
here's
look
how
at the
to,
science.
Here's how to avoid that. Or
right.
here's how, you know,
right.
the best chance.
Right. Now, if we're talking about 15% THC, for
course.
Sure.
But, of course.
But 0.3, come on, you got to be like 90 pounds soaking wet.
Right.
To pop one with just a
but never
joint.
Say never, because every time you say never,
that's true.
Something comes along,
that's
you
true.
Know, the exception to every rule.
And you never know. I mean, but it's still something, you know, as we're pushing towards legalization, and we are
yes, we
all
are.
Pushing very hard, one foot in front of the other, however hard that might be, however difficult that might be. We believe in this. We don't want you to think that we're trying to shove it down your throat, right?
Right.
But
and if you decide not to use it, that's
great,
okay.
But
we
just
respect
don't stop
that.
Us.
Right.
Just don't stop us from using our medicine.
Well, there's a lot of areas in the law now where the choice has been taken from us.
Right.
You know, lots of people think that they have no choice but mm-hmm. to vaccinate their children.
Yeah.
No choice but to do this or do that. And you absolutely do. This wouldn't be a democracy if we didn't have a choice.
No.
And, you know, sometimes that means your kids can't go to public school, but I think there's only two states that say that. My kids have never been vaccinated, and mine's graduating from high school. It's
mm-hmm.
never, no school officials ever batted an eye.
Yep.
But people will tell you, well, I can't take my kid to school. Yes, you can. It's my choice.
Yeah.
They're very healthy, and they
right.
have no allergies, and they're never having behavior issues,
well,
learning disabilities. You know, they're pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, not exceptional in any way because of that, but they stand a better chance of
yeah.
not getting neurological damage or damaging their immune system
sure.
to the point that they stay sick all their lives.
Right.
And less sick means less medicine, and less medicine means less side effects and more damage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the more stress your body experiences, the shorter your life gets.
Right. right. Just, well, and we know, because we've talked about it on the show, just stress alone can cause the inflammation that gives you these unexplained
yeah.
nerve pain type things, and trauma alone can cause you pain and disease. When we come back, we're going to talk about this committee vote.
That's going to be.
I watched the whole thing. I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, everybody, welcome to the final segment of the show tonight, and happy Mardi Gras. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, the owner of Canabama, the CBD store, and we're talking to Austin Robertson of Burning Acre, and he's here in the studio. He and his girlfriend, Shannon, came down to help us out, which was really nice because we had a full-time employee
yep.
who tore the meniscus in her knee
mm-hmm.
the week that Mardi Gras was starting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's out. Like,
mm-hmm.
she just had surgery. She's out. And I was nice. Panicking.
Oh.
And I was like, we can't afford to lose a full-time employee. And so we've sort of been having to refigure everything, and
like 20 hours notice, we're on a plane.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, walking the streets, and they've been helping with pop-ups and just, you know, prep and everything, and it's been really good to get to know you guys.
Same.
And be able to get more information out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have your support.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not hard to talk to people, especially when you know that if your intentions are pure, you know, you
right.
mean well,
and you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you try to check yourself because
uh-huh.
you don't know everything, right?
That's right.
And I've learned something new from some people every day. I check these facts that
oh, yeah.
give me, and you should too. Is
right,
everybody should you think
yeah,
for yourself and make your educated decisions.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of flack about you're not an expert. Honey, I'm not the one calling me an expert. I would never call myself that.
I had a psychiatrist a few years ago when I was on prescription medication, Vyvanse. He said, you know, Austin, honestly, once you take that, I'm no longer the expert. You are.
Yeah.
And if you have this in your kitchen, in your medicine cabinet, you've got CBD oil you take daily. It sits in your purse or
right.
your backpack. You need to share that with the people in your life.
Of course. I am an expert on me.
Yeah.
And I know a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not a cannabis researcher. I'm not a doctor or anything like that.
Don't have to be.
I don't claim to be. I listen to the ones that are
mm-hmm.
and pass on what I've learned.
That's right.
Things that blew my mind,
mm-hmm.
which I think are pretty common.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked about it a bunch on the show. The first time it was presented to me, I rejected it because I said, I'm in recovery. That's weed. I can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've heard that a few
that
times.
Was it. And if someone that I trust had not said, you got to try this. I promise
yeah.
it's okay. And I would not have tried it.
And seeing it wasn't the science that won you over.
No,
it,
no.
It was your own.
Now, it helped that she explained to me how it helped
course,
her.
Of course.
And she knew enough to tell me what it wasn't.
Right.
I think a lot of times that's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You can say what it is, but really you have to teach what it is not.
Right. Well. Yeah, sometimes. It's
because
just,
people
it's
have,
person.
Some people, what is it? They've
right.
never heard of it.
Right. That's happened a few
times. They just
times,
know, you know,
the last couple of days.
Weed, but. Marijuana, whatever, but they don't know what, I mean, even people who use cannabis a lot
right.
don't understand there are 489 proponents to it, you know?
Including our politicians.
Yes. Okay, so
you
that.
Watched, you were telling me, you watched
yes,
the entire thing. It was
this
like,
vote, they voted the other day. And I got to watch it. I think it was the mom
mm-hmm.
who, one of the moms.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Lenny's Law mom.
Okay.
They were there to be a proponent of it.
Right.
And they were taking testimony from people who are for it and against it because we have put a bill up for vote.
Yep.
And the first step is having to sort of be voted by the committee to pass through to legislation, state, House and Senate.
Yep.
And then once they vote on it there, I believe it goes to the governor.
Yeah, for veto power.
Right. So this was the first step, you know. They put the bill up. Senator Melson has worked himself silly trying to get this passed, and they put it up and decided, well, instead of putting it up for vote, we're going to make a committee and
mm-hmm.
study it. And I'm not sure if they were studying cannabis or if they were studying how the other states did it
yeah.
so that we did it well.
Or if they took
been,
it seriously.
Follow what Louisiana did, please. Good Lord have mercy.
Were you telling me like how many times you hear the word cannaboid?
Oh, my gosh, yes. The experts that were testifying for and against, they kept saying cannaboid. And it's cannabinoid.
Or cannabinoid, and, whichever
yes,
way you pronounce it.
Yes, however you want to pronounce it. But there's more syllables.
Definitely another I in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And another I.
Well,
or
and
two.
So these are the people that are speaking for us, that are
yeah.
making this decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to pronounce the word. I mean, if someone came into my store and pitched me a product
yeah.
and said cannaboid
yeah.
five times, I would be like, I'm going to pass.
I mean, I can be fair and realistic and say, okay, so, you know, I've definitely like sniffled in a classroom when it was quiet and other people did the same thing. And it might be the thing that happened. Maybe they didn't know what they were talking about. They had the research in front of them. I'm not going to speculate.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look good,
it
guys.
It was like a contagion, though.
Right.
it was, maybe they misspelled it in the one thing people were all reading. I don't know, but.
The one thing? There's like thousands of
exactly.
researchers.
That's
there.
What my point is. They were all reading the same script.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had arguments on both sides. The doctor who treats Charlotte Figge, who
Charlotte's
is the start of the CBD movement,
mm-hmm.
And where Charlotte's Web was created,
mm-hmm.
the Stanley brothers, in their attempt to help her with this doctor, he came to Alabama.
Really?
He was in that room and testified for passing
oh, that's
the bill.
Awesome.
I know. I was a little starstruck.
yeah.
And because I know very well the story about Charlotte, and anybody who's in the industry knows she's kind of the rock star of the
yeah.
CBD movement.
So
because,
we definitely had someone in the room who cared.
Yes.
And had
and
the
he
knowledge.
Said cannabinoid.
You don't say.
I know, right? But he gave an intelligent argument, and we've all seen all of the progression of Charlotte's, because it started when she was, six years old? She's 12 now?
Yeah, and it's all going that way. I mean, the younger crowd's coming up. They don't have that same, like, stigma attached to it for their mind. You know,
But it's still strong, you know. People believe it. There was a testimony by a pastor who is in the recovery community, and he gave this heart-wrenching testimony about being tired of burying people's kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in recovery, I know that ache, you know, that people are struggling so hard, but what I wish that I could sit and explain to him and show him is that absolutely is horrible.
Yeah.
But this is not the cause of that.
No.
It is not a gateway drug.
No, it's absolutely not. I mean, come on.
Gateway drug is like the buzzword.
The fridge and the sleep, if that's what you're talking
about.
It's a food. You know, but it's not anything.
It's a superfood.
Yeah, you overdose on this stuff, you're getting a full belly and a nap.
Right.
You know, if that's even how you're using it.
Right,
First of all, I mean, most people I know use it medicinally. I personally use it medicinally.
Right, and you live in a legal state, by the way, disclaimer.
Right. I would use CBD by itself if I didn't. I use CBD and THC in a legal state, in a legal setting, coming through the metric system. It's tracked through the state of Colorado.
Right.
You have to be above the age of 21 to purchase it. You have to have a medical license in some counties.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to increase your crime rate. There are plenty of studies out there that prove that crime has dropped in the cities and the counties where they've made it medically and recreationally legal.
Right. Well, and just like in guerrilla style marketing in the industry, politicians and people in law enforcement who are determined to stop it no matter what, you can't just make things up.
No.
You can't make up statistics.
No.
No matter how much you want them to be true, and I think it's tragic because it keeps us from being able to get accurate information, and it absolutely would help with the recovery community. It would help people, because when you're an addict, very quickly you realize, I can't get out of this.
It's not on
pain
your own.
And suffering, and it's horrible, and I need help. And when you find something like this, I mean, man, we've had some testimonials I can't even share that give people an out, and it's cannabis. It's not the gateway to drugs. It's actually, in my experience, the gateway out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not nothing. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they're going to structure legalization. I believe it's going to pass. I think they've got enough people in the state that want it. But how they'll structure farming and dispensaries and all that, and we'll watch
fair,
that closely.
Right?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's made fair. And
hopefully it's
open.
Not this one's brother's cousins. Who doesn't know what they're doing?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with
us,
and for your help this week.
Yeah.
You can find us tomorrow on right off the parade route in downtown 558 St. Francis Street, and anytime. Tall bearded guy. He is a lumberjack. And I'm squat. But also in West Mobile, 2090 Schillinger Road South. And come out and visit with us Saturday night, 5 to 8. And you don't have to smoke. You don't have to buy anything. Just come and see what we're doing, and give us a chance to have a good conversation. And for all of us, thank you for being here. And we'll talk to you again next week.